WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery with a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. The state legislature approved a 2019 state budget Thursday, but it did so without reaching agreement with Governor Murphy on tax hikes. That set off increasingly caustic remarks, with a veto certain to follow.
Governor Phil Murphy and legislative leaders met twice Thursday to no avail. The governor says lawmakers were rejecting facts, and that's discouraging.
I will not put forward gimmicks and games that I know are ticking time bombs and call it a day.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says Murphy's team is ignoring revenue projections from nonpartisan staffers in the legislature in favor of its own smaller forecast to justify sales and income tax hikes.
I have never seen an administration with a lack of focus and a lack of honesty the way they've handled this.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
State lawmakers Thursday approved a new 5-cent fee on carryout bags at many retailers, although Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey says it's important to reduce the 4 billion plastic bags used a year in New Jersey. He opposes the proposed legislation.
We clearly are supportive of moving towards an eventual ban. This fee not only doesn't get us there, but it cuts off our towns from taking action.
Around 10 municipalities in New Jersey have ordinances restricting the use of carryout plastic bags, including Jersey City, Monmouth Beach, Point Pleasant, and parts of Long Beach Island. They could stay on the books, but other towns couldn't join them. After yielding to pressure on the separation of immigrant families at the border, signing an executive order preventing kids from being taken from parents, President Trump saying the issue is being pushed by Democrats who don't want to accept that the Russia investigation is, as he calls it, a phony witch hunt.
They're building up immigration. They don't want to show what's happening in Congress where this whole scam has been revealed.
In a meeting called by Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez saying he doesn't support the president's solution.
There is no way that we can, in my mind, humanely, indefinitely detain families as they go through their asylum process.
Senator Cory Booker also speaking, saying he's on the highest level of alert and thinks we're in a state of national crisis. Elsewhere at home, our hosts have been weighing in on this. So did Bruce Springsteen earlier in the week at his Broadway show. We're covering every angle at NJ1015.com. Calling the separation of children from their parents an inhumane and cruel policy, Governor Murphy announced an executive order Tuesday barring any state resources from being used to support any such federal immigration efforts.
This has nothing to do with Congress or with Democrats or Republicans. This is a matter of human rights, human dignity, and basic humanity.
Colorado's governor signed a similar order Monday. The real-world impact of Murphy's order isn't immediately clear. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operates a detention facility in Elizabeth. Another instance of a vehicle collision causing injury to a hot dog cart vendor, this time in Jersey City on Wednesday in a hit and run on a stretch of road known for drag racing. This follows the Wonder Wiener stand in Beechwood being slammed with its owner inside. During the Art All Night shooting spree earlier this week in Trenton, it was learned one of the weapons involved had been stolen years ago. As a result, efforts are being fast-tracked to toughen a Jersey gun law.
Democratic Assemblyman Reed Gussiora, who's also the mayor-elect of Trenton, says right now if someone steals a gun and it's their first offense, they typically get probation, but he's sponsoring a measure to change that.
The bill eliminates the presumption of non-incarceration, even for a first offense, for possession of a stolen weapon.
Assembly Republican leader John Bramnick is co-sponsoring the legislation.
You have a stolen gun? This is who we want in jail. Because we know that nothing good comes from a stolen gun.
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The opioid overdose death rate rose 13.2% across the country last year. But Terry Neumeyer of the Opioid Research Institute says in New Jersey, the rate was up 33.3% because drug dealers are adding fentanyl to the heroin they're selling.
Fentanyl is 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. And lots of drug dealers use it to essentially enhance the product.
He adds, unless the flow of fentanyl from China is stopped, the Garden State is in danger of becoming the cemetery state. Young adults aged 25 to 39 are taking over a bunch of Jersey towns. They make up about 66% of the population in Hoboken, according to census data. Mayor Ravi Bala.
What we want to make Hoboken is a place that's a little bit less transient, a little bit more permanent, where you can set roots, get grounded, and even retire her if you want to.
Hoboken is one of four Hudson County municipalities on the list, but not every spot is across the river from NYC. Young adults make up 43% of the population in Flemington, Hunterdon County. Senior citizens make up at least a quarter of the population in nine New Jersey municipalities, according to our analysis of the census data in highly populated towns. Manchester Township, Ocean County, posts the highest share of older residents, Mayor Ken Palmer.
We have 44,000 residents, and my understanding is 29,000 of them live in the senior communities.
Four Ocean County towns, including Manchester, rank in the top 10. We have the full list at NJ1015.com. Driver alert, you know there's a new motor vehicle facility that just opened in South Plainfield. In neighboring Plainfield, an MVC inspection station will shut down permanently at the close of business on June 30th. Customers are redirected to Edison or Rahway. State law requires Jersey drivers to move over a lane or slow down if there's a police, fire, emergency, or highway maintenance vehicle on the shoulder of the highway. Violators face fines between $1 and $500, but penalties could soon be toughened.
Assemblyman Eric Hotelling is sponsoring a measure that would give drivers 2 points on their record if they violate Jersey's move-over law.
Going by a vehicle on the side of the road, I mean, anything could happen. You know, God forbid you hit something stationary, it's lights out.
Safety advocate Donna Sotero, whose state police son Mark Castellano was struck and killed on the side of the road, supports the tougher penalty.
I believe that the points just add credibility to the law and also will help us educate the public.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
At NJ1015.com, their list contains some of the most recognizable town names in the Garden State, but all have populations under 5,000. A bipartisan group impaneled by Senate President Steve Sweeney wants to merge these 188 small towns with their neighbors. The week before you turned 18 was the last week you were really a kid. We are now into the last week you can consider yourself a Toys R Us kid. The iconic Jersey-based chain, which lived an extended adolescence at 61 years, will close all stores by next Friday. Make sure you have all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills enabled on your Alexa device. We are adding new ones all the time. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest traffic, weather, and breaking news about the Great Garden State. And join us for New Jersey's first news at 5 a.m. Monday. Eric Scott returns to the anchor chair. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6. I'm Patrick Lavery for New Jersey 101.5.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.